Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital. We're based in Houston, Texas. We have a network of children's clinical centers of excellence throughout Africa and Romania. So we have centers that provide outpatient pediatric HIV care and treatment in partnership with ministries of health in Botswana, Lesotho, Swaziland, Malawi, Uganda, two in Tanzania, one in Romania. Our first center opened in Botswana in June 2002, so it's been 10 years. It was the first children's center of excellence for pediatric HIV on the African continent. Our program here in Swaziland is very comprehensive. We're really an extension of the Ministry of Health. Our funding comes almost exclusively from the Ministry of Health. They provide about 95% of our operating budget. Baylor has a non-government organization that oversees the management and operations of our center, so they have to comply with the best practices of Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital around, you know, clinical practice, administration, finance, ethics, auditing, etc. So we're a very good transparent donor, if you will, for the Ministry of Health. The largest provider of care and treatment in HIV. The largest population we have right now, actually are adolescents here in Swaziland. Is the prevention of mother-to-child transmission has improved in Swaziland. The uptake has been very good. We're seeing less and less new children, new infants coming into care, but the children that were previously infected are growing into adolescence and young adulthood, and so that provides us with a number of challenges as well. But we're seeing an aging population in our care and treatment programs.
So internationally, how many children roughly do you cater for?
About 185,000 children and family members. We're the largest pediatric HIV provider as far as care and treatment in the world. And we care for the entire family, not just HIV-infected children. So if we have a HIV-exposed or infected child come into our center anywhere in the world, we will provide services for the entire family, because we don't want a mother or a father or sibling, regardless of their disease status, to have to go to another clinic somewhere to receive care and then have to come to our clinic specifically for the HIV-infected child. We want it to be seamless so that there's not an undue hardship for them to be able to come to our center. So we'll provide comprehensive care for the entire family, whether they have HIV disease or not. So we're dealing with everything from malnutrition to malaria, tuberculosis, HIV, you know, any issue that is presented.
So what is the future like for the organization?
I think our organization, it's a great public-private partnership with the government of the Kingdom of Swaziland. And we consider ourselves, as I said, an extension of government. Even though we operate independently and autonomously, we have our own board of directors. Our board of directors has representation by the Ministry of Finance as well as the Ministry of Health. But it's a Baylor College of Medicine affiliated NGO, and we feel very, very comfortable and very confident that this will be a very long-standing relationship with the Kingdom of Swaziland. We're in the process now. We just, the board of directors met today where we just approved the construction and outfitting of Swaziland's first pediatric tuberculosis lab and clinic. TB is obviously a definitive issue here in the kingdom, and we're hoping to address those issues as well, especially co-infection of children and young people that have HIV, but also have co-infection with tuberculosis. So We continue to expand our service delivery and our partnership with the kingdom.
So my last question is, how many children do you cater for in Swaziland, roughly?
I think right now, overall, we have satellite centers of excellence. We've built and operate one center at RFM Hospital in Manzini and one in Latakulu, and we have many outreach sites. And we're seeing over 3,000 children here with HIV disease and their family members. So it's quite an extensive program. Everything we provide is obviously free. We don't charge anything for service, and we feel that we're providing the highest quality care possible here in Swaziland, as we do throughout the African continent. It's called the Children's Center of Excellence, the Baylor College of Medicine Children's Center of Excellence, and we're very proud of the quality of care that we provide. I think another important piece to all this is that we're very active with the government of Swaziland around development of policies in care and treatment of children, training of healthcare workers, and building capacity in Swaziland around pediatric HIV AIDS care, as well as tuberculosis and other high morbidity mortality issues. Our goal is to build this as a local institution.